pretty comprehensive, though. They had a couple of scary moments in the closing stages of the game. Final score, a goal and 18 points. That's 21-29. That's 15. So six in it in the end. Ballina did come with a late rally. Niall Savage scored a couple of points. Malachy Mee got a second goal. And then we had a number of frees from Jonathan McCusker as well. Remember, Donegal down to, or Setanta down to 14 players. And, well, certainly Malachy Mee and company did rise a challenge in those closing minutes, but Donegal were always going, or Setanta were always going to pull away in the end. And certainly after going in 10 points to a goal and 3 at half time, the feeling was that maybe having played with a strong wind that maybe it wasn't quite enough, but they had shown enough in the first half, maybe without fully punishing Ballina on the scoreboard, that they had quite more in the tank. And well, they came out like a flash in the second half, and Kevin Campbell and Danny Cullen are the early points. They did suffer a setback when Kieran Bellew was straight red carded for a clash with Ryan McCusker, the Ballina corner forward. But it didn't seem to damage Dunne Setanta's challenge, and Bernard Lafferty got the goal on 8 minutes, a super individual strike from him, winning the ball over on the leisure centre of the ground, about 20 metres out, cut up along the side and then across inside, and gave the Ballina goalkeeper Gary McMullen no chance. 1-12 to 1-3 at that stage. Declan Coulter had a fantastic game, scored almost 7 points here this afternoon for Donegal, or 6 points for Donegal, a number of fantastic frees from the ex-Armagh player. And Donegal were back in the driving seat again, and they had pulled to 1-17 to 1-4 when that challenge was mounted by Ballina, and that goal from McGee and those points from Niall Savage and Jonathan McCusker, who took over the free taking duty for the long range efforts from Malachy McGee. But Setanta are through to the semi final pretty convincing, 118 to 2-9.